he was killed by
Okay, hold on a second. Next week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayelech. Vayelech Moshe Vayedaber Sadvarim Ha'ele El Kol Yisrael. So, the Mepharshim abided Vayelech Moshe where? Where'd he go? Vayelech Moshe. So, the Ibn Ezra says, Holach al kol shevet v'shevet lahodiyah shehu meis shalo yifkazim. Because he went to every shevet, Moshe Rabbeinu went to every tribe to tell them that he's not going to be here forever, that he's going to die and Yeshua is going to take over, and he benched them and gave them parting words. Targum Yonason says, "Vayelech for Ozel Moshe l'Mashkan Beis Ulpana." And Perish Yonason says, "Dekoshel my Vayelech el Holach l'Beis Midrasha lochichem kodem Moshe." So he went to the Beis Medrash to give them Musa. And the Ramban, on page 3, in the fourth line, Vayomer HaKosav Ato Ki Moshe Holach B'machana Levi Al Machana Yisrael L'chvodom. Whereas, sort of like the Ibn Ezra, he's parting from them. So, instead of them coming to him, he goes to them and like parting words to them. So some of the Sfarim say, you see, you know, the tremendous anivus of Moshe Rabbeinu. That he goes to them. He didn't make it like he's the melech, so that everyone should come to him. No, he showed one of his last lessons that he's teaching them is the Ramban says kvodim shal Yisrael, that he gives cover to Klal Yisrael, that he goes to them, and he says to them, you know, parting words. And it's interesting, the Medrash Tanchuma has a Lashon on page 2, Vayelech Moshe, Ein Vayelech Ela Lashon Tochacha, Shenemer L'chu Chozu Mifolos Hashem. Vayelech is Lashon Tochacha. Which is very interesting, because Vayelech doesn't mean to speak, it means to go. So I think the Pasha Pshat could be, maybe some explain like this, is the biggest tochacha you can give to somebody is by example. In other words, Rabbi Sachs was speaking, by Judah Kurtz's chasana, teaching by example. In other words, Vayelech, Moshe is showing, and we'll see what the lessons he's showing. But one of the lessons he's showing is anivus. But the fact that he's going to them, that's the biggest tochacha that a person has to be in awe of. Whereas he wasn't giving, in other words, according to the Targum Yonason, it could be that he went to the Beis Medrash and gave a whole Musa Shmus. But the Pasha Pshat, maybe he didn't necessarily give a Musa Shmus, but just the Vayelech. The fact that he's going to them and he's showing the Kvodim Shal Yisrael, that's the greatest Musa that they could get. Now, there's a famous idea, I think we've discussed it in the past, but it's always good I... based on a pasuk in Zechariah, that all the Sfarim, any Sefer, you see, has this idea. And that is the idea that a Malach is called an Omed, and Ben Adam is called a Holech. A Malach doesn't grow. Malach is in a holy place, but he doesn't grow higher levels. He's holy, he stays holy, and that's it. An Adam, a human being, is Holech. He goes from rung to rung to rung to rung. He grows greater and greater and greater. And that's the pasuk in Zechariah. Chomar Hashem Tzvachos Yimdrachai Teilech V'Mishmarti Tzishmor V'Gamato Todunas Meisi V'Gam Tzishmor Eschatzirai V'Nasati L'cha Malachim V'Ein Ha'omdim Ha'Ela. And the Omdim are the Malachim. Mitzuris David says, "Vatzalom and Vatzos lo yikuf kupach skarim ba'olam and shamos." Ki etein lachem malchim b'tiulim. In other words, you're going to get reward amongst the Omdim, amongst the Malachim. So the Malachim are called the Omdim, and the Sati lachem malchim means I'm going to give you a passageway amongst the Malachim, and that's going to be a reward lolam ha'emes. But you see that the word Omdim is referring to Malachim. And that's what the many say, the Shalah HaKadosh, page 5, Parshas Noach, writes, Hinei Yitachas Kisei HaKovod, Shami Nikas Olam, Satichal Malachim and Omdim, Ki Malachim Nikroim Omdim, Shomdim Bekomam, they're staying in their place, for Adam Nikro Hom Hale, Shiholech Mishleimus L'Shleimus. He's going from one shlemus to another. One shlemus to the other. And the Bnei Yisachar also has this notion on page 6. He quotes this pasuk in Zechariah, Hinei Pershu Hamalach, first word on Nikra Omid, Sheomid Tomid B'Madrega Achas. Now, She'enkin HaTzadik, Kol Ma Shemosiv Omid B'Torah V'Avoda, U'Mitzvah Holech B'Madrega L'Madrega Nikra Mahalach. Pershu B'Zeh HaPosek, She'Hivtichu L'Yoshua Ben Yotzodak, She'e Mahalach Ben HaOmdim, Heim HaMalachim. Afo P'Kein Yik, She'e Mahal Roshem Nasati L'Cha Malachim, Ne'e V'Lemayim V'Tiyah, Omer Nasati Lcha Malachim Mashma Malachim Acherim Zuloso. Dil Farsh Alpi Masha Omer B'Gemar Shehikpid Rabbi Yochanan Al Tamid Rabbi Lozer Shula Omer Shmua B'Piv. That Rabbi Yochanan was angry at his Talmid Rabbi Lozer that he didn't say a Dvar Torah in his name. So why so? So the idea being that if he would say Dvar Torah in his name, then he would grow even in the Olam HaEmes. It's the second line of the second column. Okay, in Kol Yimei Chayi HaOdam Ba'Olam HaZeh Nikar Mahalech Masha Enkein B'Tzeisu Min Olam HaZeh Nishar Omi Shein Lo Kovishi Ala B'Madregim Chol Pami Tosif Skaram. But if somebody would say over his Divrei Torah, so then he can be a Mahalech. This the Chasam Sofer says also. He can be a Mahalech Ben HaOmdim, because he's still considered growing because people are saying over his Torah. But that's the idea that Adam is always a Mahalach. So the Sefer to Dudoim Basada explains the Chor Kasha Hechon Holach. He has the same Kasha, where's the Holach? Then first day Adam Nikra Holach, Shaholach Madrega Madrega. Vayach Moshe Rotzal Shaholach Mi Madrega Madrega. Whereas Vayelech Moshe is saying that his whole life was Vayelech Moshe. He was never satisfied with what he had in spirituality, with chesed, in tzidkus. Vayelech Moshe. And Vaydabres hadvar me'elo kol Yisrael, atzolom Moshe kol Yisrael yukein kibchina tzidkosu kol odom yochol ha'asim. Whereas what was he teaching Klal Yisrael? This message of Vayelech Moshe. The message of Vayelech Moshe is not to be satisfied with what you have already. Again, we're not talking about Gashmis. In Gashmis, we say just the opposite. In Gashmis, we say you should be satisfied. But in Ruchnius, you should never be satisfied. In learning, you should never be satisfied. You always want more. Vayelech Moshe, that's what he taught. That's Vayidaber Sadvei Ma'ela El Kol Yisrael. That's what he taught. And then they point out the Rambam, because the Rambam writes a very important thing in Hilchos Tshuva, on page 8. In Perek Hei Halacha Beis, says the Rambam, Al Yavor B'mach Shavoscha Dover Zeh She'omim Tipshei Umas Ha'olam. He says, don't think what the Tipshei Umas Ha'olam say, the Rov Golmei B'nei Yisrael, the Golems in Klal Yisrael say this. Don't say what not to say. Don't say Shakarish Baruch Hu Gozer Olam Yitchila B'Yosso Tiyot Tzadik or Rasha. Don't say it's predetermined whether you're going to be a Tzadik or a Rasha. So you have no choice. Ein Adover Kein. Al Kol Odom Roy L'Yos Tzadik K'Moshe Rabbeinu. Every Jew can be a tzaddik in Moshe Rabbeinu. The Sfarim explain means it doesn't say every Jew can be a Novi like Moshe Rabbeinu. That not. But come Novi Bisrael to Moshe. So we're not going to be a Novi like Moshe Rabbeinu. But a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu? Ela ein adam can call Adam roi lo lios tzaddik ki Moshe Rabbeinu. Or Rasha ki Ravam, or Chochem Asochel, or Rachman, or Achzari, or Kili, or Shoah. Can be stingy or generous. When it comes to midos, you could have the midos of Moshe Rabbeinu. You could be a Baal Chesed. You could be a tzaddik. You won't be a bit of Novi, okay? So you won't be a Novi like Moshe Rabbeinu. But and the idea is, if like the Dodoy Masada says, if you're vayelech, if you're always trying to improve, and the key thing in trying to improve, I once heard a shmuz of the Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Meir Stern, Passaics, said over, always you have to do little steps. Little. If you try to do too much, you're going to try to change quickly, do too much at once, you're not going to get. Little steps. Little steps over the course of many, many years, that's going to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. You're going to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Call Adam is Roy Leos Tzadik Kimoshe Rabbeinu. And it's interesting, the Kli Yoker has the same idea of Omed V'Holech. He has the Achrei Mos. Because the Pasuk says, "Es Mishpatai Tasu, V'Eschuchosai Tishmu L'Alechas Behem, Ani Hashem." So first, in this Pasuk it mentions Mishpatim first, and then Chukim. And then it says, "Alechas Behem, Ani Hashem." And then in the next Pasuk, it says, "Ushmartim chukosai v'shmishpatai hashar yase." So the Kli Yoker is bothered. How come in pasuk Perek Yud Ches pasuk Dalet and Acharei Mos it says first mishpatim and then chukim, and then the next pasuk it says chukim first and then mishpatim? Unbelievable ha'ara. What's going on? So says the Kli Yoker, it's Mishpatai Tosu, Kad Hikdim HaMishpatim L'Chukim, Karka HaHaf HaSeder, Mashmat Kulkaz Mishpatai. What's the difference? Fisha Pasuk Risha Medaber B'Schar Olam Hazeh. Because the first Pasuk is talking about Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, how do we know the first Pasuk is talking about Olam Hazeh? Because it says Alechis Behem. Because Olam Hazeh is the world that we walk, we progress. We're Mahalchim. There's no progression. That's why it says Sadikim Yoshvim. Yoshev is like Omid, because you're not moving. Mischar olam hazeh hekdim ha-mishpatim she'im min ha-mischoos ha-chukim she'im tam ha-mdiklo omer lecha lozu she'im ha-mishpatim tizcha l'halis l'fnei Hashem el af b'chiyem ha-chukos. In other words, the first pasuk is talking about olam hazeh, so the pasuk is saying lozu afsu. Whereas because Mishpatim means things we understand, Chukim we don't understand. So the Pasuk is saying, in Olam Hazeh, you're going to get Schar for the Mishpatim, and Kol Shekein, you're going to get Schar for the Chukim. So that's why the Mishpatim are mentioned first, like Lo Zu Af Zu. But the next Pasuk of V'chai Bahem, which Rashi explains, the Chaye Olam Haba, it says just the opposite. It says Chukim first. Because when it comes to Chaye Olam Haba, because when it comes to Olam Haba, you say, in other words, when it comes to Olam Hazeh, we're saying like this, that if you keep the Chukim, so Pasha, you're going to get Olam Haba. Because you don't understand it, and you still do it. So it's obviously the Shem Shemayim. But even the Mishpatim, you're going to get Schar and Olam Haba for. Because you might think you would get Schar because you understand it. And so you're not necessarily doing the Shem Shemayim. But the first pasuk is because, and that is talking about Olam Hazeh. So in Olam Hazeh, you're going to get for the Mishpatim, and certainly for the Chukim. But the point being that the reason why he understood that the first pasuk is Olam Hazeh is because the first pasuk it says Lalechus Behem. Then there's a Sefer Nachlei Dvash who discusses a lot of these makoros about Adam being holeich. I don't know who the first one to say it, but he says the pasuk in Tehillim, Derech Mitzvasecha Arutz Ki Sarchiv Libi. So he says, Derech Mitzvasecha Arutz is the Rosh Tevis of Adam. The Aleph of Arutz, the Dalet of Derech, and the Mem of Mitzvasecha. Because the point of life is Derech Mitzvasecha Arutz. Now Arutz, even though we normally say that means to run, but the Mitzvah Tzion says, Lashon Ritzer Rudifa. Meaning it's something you should always be looking for. It doesn't mean that you're always running from place to place. It also means Rizus. It means you should always be looking to do one good thing to the next good thing, going from one thing to another. That's the Mahus of an Adam, is a Mahalech. It's Derech Mitzvasecha, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Derech Mitzvasecha Arutz. And then there's another idea at the Nachlei Dvash quotes that it's a famous idea, but I always said it over from the Vilna Gaon, but others say from others' farm, the Chozer Milublin, he quotes it from. And that the word is that when it comes, and the Rav Goldbach Zatzal used to say this over all the time, that when it comes to Ruchnius, there's no such thing as being stagnant. If you're not going up, you're going down. And that's why Rav Goldbach Zatzal used to say, that's why the Mizbeach was a incline. Because in an incline, you're either going up or down. Like you roll a ball, either the ball is going up or it's going to go down. You can't stay in one spot in something that's an incline. And he quotes the Nachlei Dvash from the Chozer Milublin, the Pasuk in Bereishis. Halom Tetiv Se'es, Imlo Tetiv Lepesa Chatas Rovitz. Tetiv, if you're good, you'll be forgiven. If not, Lepesa Chatas Rovitz. So he writes, the Chozer Milublin, he had tzaddikim, the next page, tzaddikim holchim Michael el chayel, ki ain't shum hishtabos, ki im aliyah virida chalila, mosh kosim teitiv se'es, tisnasei, Whereas if you, Tative means if you're going up, it'll be good. But if not, if low, so it means low what? Low that I'm doing Averis? No. If low, that you're not going up, then by definition you're going down. That's the chap of the Chosim Lublin. And low, you would think, in Tative says means if you're good, then it'll be good. If not, if you're not good, no, low doesn't mean, low is going on what the, on the word tativ, meaning if you're not doing good, then by definition, you're regressing. Because by definition, a man has to be progressing. If he's not progressing, he's regressing. So the word, I always said it over from the Vilna Gaon, he quotes it also from the Vilna Gaon on the Pasuk on page 18, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Orachayim Lamala Lamaskil, Lamansur Mishol Mata. And the Gaon says, Ha'odim Nikra Holech Shetzorach Leilech Tomid Midarga Ladarga Im Lo Yale Lamala Yerid Mata Mata Chas V'Sholom Hi Efshoi Sheyemad Bedarga Achas V'zeu Orachayim Lamala Lamaski Lamansur Mishol Mata Kidei Shelo Yate Laredes Lamata Sheola. You have to go Orachayim Lamala. In other words, you have to go up, so you shouldn't go down. That's what the Pasuk is saying. And the Noam Megodim, we've discussed Noam Megodim in the past, the Noam Megodim also in the Vayelech Moshe writes that that was the Mahus of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then he adds also that everything he did was of Kol Yisrael, the Shvil Kol Yisrael. And that's why he got to go from Darga to Darga. Because he never did it just selfishly for himself. But Vayelech Moshe, the reason why he went from Darga to Darga is because when he was doing the things, it was Vayedabar Asa Devarim El Kol Yisrael. And that's the Mahus of Adam. In fact, the Medrash Rabba says, on page 20 and 21, Vaidan Amri Mashem Ram Khanina Amr Ma'od. Vail came as Kola Sharasahi Ne Tov Ma'od. Tov Ma'od, says the Medrash, is Adam. Tov Ma'od is Adam. Now, the Oshavar writes that it's interesting. There's one word here in the Pasuk that you don't find by the other Vayelokim Ki Tov. And that's Vihine. By Adam it says Vihine. Not Vayelokim Ki Tov, Vihine. What does Vihine mean? Last line. Hey, Nemar Ba'adam Vihine. Lo Glosh and Shanemar B'char Nivrag Vayelokim Ki Tov. Ela Vihine. Uvano Dover Chodesh. Anata Lo Hayo Adai. Vihine means, and now, here it is, something new. Because the Adam is constantly working to create more in himself. As he quotes the Gemara here in Bava Kama, Shor ben Yomo Kori Shor. Whereas a Shor, the day it's born, one day old, it's called a Shor. Because it's nothing to complete. It reached its pinnacle. It's not, but Adam is a constant Derech Mitzvah Secha Orutz. It's a constant progression of trying to improve. And that's the Hine. And then I zirax from my sefer here, the word from the Yismach Moshe, that the pasuk says Nase Adam. What's the Nase Adam? So we know Rashi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed asked the Malachim to show Anivus. But the Yismach Moshe says Nase Adam means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is man. But who's the second partner? Man himself. Because man himself has to use the things that Kadosh Baruch Hu created in him to continue the progress. So the creation of man is the fact that he's a holech and constantly accomplishing and doing and not being stagnant. And that's the idea of man. Oh. So the sefer Yisa Bracha. I don't know if any of you heard it. Not the Yisa Bracha Tosus. It's not that sefer. It's a Gevaldik sefer by the Mazhitz Rebbe, Yisa Bracha. And I think Rav Leizer Katzman showed me this vort once. And Bezer Hashem, you should all be zochet to see how true it is. He says like this: Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos. So he quotes from a certain from his father, Adoni Mori Rabbi. Sheshamim Shem Tzadik Echad Sheomar. A Tzadik Echad says, Shlosha Dvarim Lamanati Meyelad. He says, from a little kid, a little baby, he learns three things. Echad Shu Tomit Sameach. He's always happy because he doesn't, nothing to worry about. He doesn't understand the worries of life, so he's always happy-go-lucky. Two, Beis, Shu Chofetz Dover Ma Miyad Hu Bocha. When he wants something, he cries. Christ, to get it. That's the second thing. The third thing, she ain't a holach bottle. Little kids, little babies, they're always crawling. They're always running. They're always going. They don't sit still. There's the 3 meters of a baby. Tamid sameach, when he wants something, he cries. And ain't a holach bottle. So it says like this. Rosh Hashanah, Adam was nivra. And that's the idea of being sameach on Rosh Hashanah, because we know that the right says in Shulchan Aruch that when we judge, we get dressed up for our day of judgment. We're not afraid, because we know Hashem will help us. So that's the midah of Simcha. Yom Kippur, Mizbar midah satirik shechovit dover mahu bocha. That's Shari Demos Lo Ninolo on Yom Kippur, is the other aspect. He wrote some of Fanecha Shomea Kol B'chios, right? Because Yom Kippur is like the little kid coming to his father crying. So, you know, when your kid comes to you crying, you know, so you give in sometimes because he's crying. So that's Yom Kippur, is that Bechina. But Sukkos is the midah of the tinok she'ein holech batel, and he says we see from the sukkah the din that tzchach posel is posel bedalad va'avir posel begimel. Tzchach posel 4 tfachim. It's you need of tzchach posel to be posel, but avir has is more chomer. Even with 3 tfachim of avir across your sukkah, it's posel. So what's the idea? Schach posel, I would think, is worse. No, the answer is avir is nothingness, batel. But yoshev a batel, that's worse. So with more chomer, if it's emptiness, if it's imkay mitzvah sukkah melamedes masira shelo lifnos libo levatola kach amru teishu keitadur meile eino holach batel ki mucha hu tamid ben mitzvah. You're always engulfed in the mitzvah. You're never wasting a second from the mitzvah. You're totally engulfed. Because even if you're spacing out, you're still in the sukkah. You're still engulfed in the sukkah. So it's teaching us the message that you shouldn't be idle. You should always be involved, always be a holech, always doing something. So that's what the Yisa Bracha says, that the 3 midos of a baby are teaching us the 3... The 3 chagim. Rosh Hashanah is the simcha of the baby. Yom Kippur is the crying to his father. You know, give me something. It'll listen, hopefully. And Sukkos is the idea that he's always, you know, he's crawling around, always doing, never just sitting idle. And that's the message we learn from the baby. That's the message of Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayelech Moshe. That again, Moshe was an anav, so Vayelech, he came to the people. People didn't have to come to him. But it's always, you never should be, and again, like we said, step by step. Don't try too much at a time. But always see, am I progressing? Am I learning something I didn't know before? Am I doing something? Because life has to be holech. That's for a malach. We have to be a holech. So that's the bechina of Sukkos, of the tinok that's always crawling around. And that's the bechina of Sukkos, and that's the musr. The Medrash Tanchuma says, "Ein vayelech elo tochacha." The tochacha is the idea of always using your time. Don't be idle. Again, sometimes you need to relax. That's also fine. Because if you're going to always, you know, you're not going to relax a little. But if you're relaxing on manas to regenerate your batteries for the future, that's also good. But the Vayelech Moshe, and also always have in mind, like the Noam Begodim says, Vayidaber es hadvarim ha'elel, Kol Yisrael, that whatever you try to do, try to help the community, help other people, and that helps you progress. And Vayelech Moshe, and that's the Tochacha, and that's the Musa Haskel. I'll try Tuesday.